My next guest, I imagine, enjoys her own backyard working under the auspices of the Wyoming Parks and Recreation. Valerie Mester, Recreation Programmer. Good morning to you, Valerie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What's been your career journey?
I've been with the City of Wyoming almost 9 years, and as you mentioned, I'm a recreation programmer, so I kind of get to do a wide range. I do youth sports, special events, programs with teens, kind of a wide variety.
What's your educational background?
I went to CMU, and I majored in recreation and minor in hospitality, so I've always kind of been passionate about Parks and Rec.
And are we getting enough Parks and Rec in our life? Are there enough programs out there for us? I guess toot your horn that why this is important.
Yeah, it's definitely a quality of life issue with Parks and Rec. I think communities that have strong Parks and Rec departments are an asset to their residents. Makes the property values go up, and it makes people healthier when they participate in social and physical activity.
Right. And you are, under the auspices of Wyoming Parks and Rec. So is that basically the City of Wyoming?
Yes, that's correct.
Does it cost to attend programs in some situations?
Some of them. We actually have a significant youth scholarship program. So if there are programs that have fees that some people can't afford, they can apply for a scholarship. So it's kind of a nice opportunity that we give to our residents. We have some programs that are free, such as the Pumpkin Path. And we have a lot of things that are low cost also.
You mentioned the Pumpkin Path. Well, let's talk about the Pumpkin Path, Valerie. What is it?
Okay. Well, our Pumpkin Path is a very large special event that we do in Wyoming. This will actually be our 13th year of the Pumpkin Path. It takes place at Lamar Park, and we have about 70 to 80 businesses that come out to host tables, and they hand out little gifts, little prizes, candy to the kids. We have about 2,000 to 3,000 children that show up in costumes, and it's kind of like a large trick-or-treat trail.
Where exactly is it?
Lamar Park, that is on the corner of Porter and Byron Center. For the event, we actually use the event parking lot, so the best place to enter is off Byron Center.
So what are the times? Is it just this Saturday?
Yes, it is just this Saturday, and it is from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lamar.
And I guess just show up?
Yes, yep. You don't have to wear costumes. Obviously, it's kind of fun to get dressed up, but there's no requirement of that. Kids must be with an adult or guardian. It's a very large event. Everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a resident of Wyoming. It's open to everyone. And like I said, the best place to park is off of Byron Center.
Right. So how does the evening work? Is there an actual walk that I'll take?
Yeah, there's a path that goes along, and it kind of, if you follow the path, you can kind of hit all 70 businesses and organizations. So that usually takes a little while to hit all of them. There'll be some other events going on. We'll have a DJ, we'll have a bounce house, we have giant games, giant Connect Four, giant Jenga. So there'll be all kinds of things going on at the park.
And this is such that, and you mentioned this. This is an opportunity to connect with businesses and community organizations.
Yes. Yeah, the businesses really enjoy participating. We've had some that have participated every year. And it's just a great way for them to be out in the community, connecting with people. And it's fun. It's fun for the businesses to participate in.
Oh, and certainly this is such that it's, you mentioned the kids with their parents because they get free treats.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely helps. Yep.
Great. Valerie Mester with us talking about what's happening this Saturday, a Wyoming event called the Pumpkin Path, but certainly an opportunity to connect with businesses and community organizations. Drop a couple names, businesses or organizations.
Some of our key sponsors this year are Grand Rapids First, Lindo Mexico, and Car City. Those are our three premier sponsors this year, so they're very highly involved, and they'll actually be hosting tables at the event also.
And this is rain or shine?
Yes, yep. It's such a large event, we go for it. So as long as the conditions aren't dangerous, we'll be out there. And actually, the forecast looks quite good this year. We're looking at 60s and partly sunny, so
that
sounds perfect.
For the second weekend of October. A couple minutes left, Valerie. What else? What else happens underneath your leadership? What's the other program you'd like to brag about?
Well, we have a new program that I'm really excited about coming up in November. It's called the Princess and Superhero Family Dance. It's going to be November 19th at our Wyoming Senior Center, and it's a brand new event for us, but it's just a great opportunity for kids to get to wear their costumes a second time around and come out to the Senior Center for dancing, refreshments, and just fun with the family.
And if one wants to get involved, either teaching a program or leading a class or other, how do we get in touch with you?
You know, they could definitely email us or find us on Facebook. We have a robust Facebook page. It's Wyoming Parks and Recreation Department. So they could contact us through the Facebook page. They can also see what other kinds of events and programs we have going on.
All right, details one more time for the Pumpkin Path, if you
okay.
would.
It is this Saturday, October 8th, at Lamar Park from 4 to 6 p.m.
Thank you very much, Valerie Mester, on behalf of what you do for Wyoming and our community. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Take care.